Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Megabook of Fluency, second edition, is a professional literacy resource for K-8 educators, reading specialists, literacy coaches, and intervention teachers. Written by Timothy V. Rosinski and Melissa Cheeseman-Smith, it focuses on reading fluency as a central component of effective reading instruction, rather than a secondary skill addressed only after decoding. The book belongs to the practical teacher resource genre, combining research-informed explanation with classroom-ready routines, student practice materials, and implementation supports. Its purpose is to help teachers build fluency through accuracy, automaticity, and prosody, while keeping comprehension at the center of reading work. This edition updates the earlier resource by connecting fluency more explicitly to the science of reading, broadening the range of texts and authors, and adding QR-linked demonstration videos and downloadable pages. The result is a structured collection of strategies designed to make fluency instruction more systematic, visible, and usable in daily classroom practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fluency is the bridge between word recognition and comprehension. A central premise of the book is that fluency connects accurate word reading to meaningful comprehension. Students may know phonics patterns and decode individual words, yet still struggle when reading connected text if too much cognitive effort is spent on word identification. Rosinski and Smith treat fluency as the point at which decoding becomes efficient enough for readers to attend to meaning, syntax, tone, and text structure. This framing is important because it prevents fluency from being reduced to speed alone. A student who reads quickly but without phrasing or understanding is not the model of fluent reading promoted by the book. Instead, fluent reading is presented as coordinated performance words are read correctly, recognition becomes increasingly automatic, and oral reading sounds like meaningful language. The instructional implication is that teachers should not wait for comprehension problems to appear before addressing fluency. Fluency practice becomes a way to consolidate decoding, strengthen vocabulary recognition, and support comprehension in the same routine. This makes the book especially relevant in classrooms where students can decode but do not yet read with ease, stamina, or expressive understanding. Secondly, accuracy. Automaticity and prosody as a three-part model of fluent reading. The book organizes fluency around three interdependent dimensions: accuracy, automaticity, and prosody. Accuracy refers to reading the words correctly, which depends on decoding knowledge, word recognition, and attention to text. Automaticity refers to reading with enough ease that words and phrases do not consume excessive mental energy. Prosody refers to expression, phrasing, stress, and intonation that reflect the meaning of the passage. This three-part model matters because each element reveals a different instructional need. A student with weak accuracy may need decoding or word study support before repeated reading is useful. A student with adequate accuracy but slow, effortful reading may need repeated exposure to meaningful text to build efficiency. A student who reads accurately and quickly but with flat expression may need modeling, phrasing practice, and discussion of how punctuation and syntax shape meaning. By separating these dimensions, the book gives teachers a more precise way to diagnose fluency difficulties. It also supports balanced assessment, since oral reading rate alone cannot show whether a reader is attending to meaning. Prosody becomes evidence that the student is not merely naming words, but interpreting language. Thirdly, repeated reading and guided oral reading as practical classroom mechanisms. A major practical contribution of the book is its emphasis on routines that make fluency teachable rather than accidental. Repeated reading and guided oral reading appear as key mechanisms because they give students supported opportunities to return to short, meaningful texts. With repeated reading, students encounter the same passage more than once, reducing the burden of unfamiliar words and allowing attention to shift toward phrasing, expression, and comprehension. Guided oral reading adds teacher modeling, feedback, and purposeful listening, so practice does not become isolated drill. These routines are useful because they are simple enough for regular classroom use, but powerful enough to address multiple dimensions of reading at once. When a teacher models fluent reading, students hear how punctuation, sentence structure, and meaning influence voice. When students reread, they can improve accuracy and automaticity while gaining a clearer sense of the passage. The book positions these practices as especially effective when texts are brief, engaging, and worth rereading. This distinguishes fluency work from timed reading exercises that may increase pressure without deepening understanding or expression. Fourthly, ready-to-use strategy design for integration into daily literacy instruction. The Megabook of Fluency is not primarily a theoretical argument. Its distinctive value lies in translating fluency research into usable teaching materials. The book offers many strategies, practice pages, and routines intended for immediate classroom application. This design addresses a common problem in literacy instruction. Teachers may understand that fluency matters, but lack concrete ways to teach it consistently within limited instructional time. By providing structured activities, the book reduces the planning barrier and helps fluency become part of daily reading instruction rather than an occasional intervention. The second edition strengthens this practical orientation with an easier navigation structure, QR codes connected to demonstration videos, and downloadable student pages. These supports are significant because fluency instruction often depends on teacher modeling, and video examples can clarify how a routine should sound and feel in practice. The materials also support differentiation. Teachers can choose texts, routines, and practice formats that fit whole class lessons, small groups, or intervention settings. The book, therefore, functions as both a reference and a working toolkit, allowing educators to move from principle to classroom action quickly. But lastly, assessment and feedback that look beyond reading rate. The book encourages teachers to assess fluency in ways that capture quality as well as speed. This is a crucial corrective because fluency has often been measured mainly through words read correctly per minute. Rate data can be useful, especially for identifying students who read laboriously, but it does not show whether a student reads with expression, groups words into meaningful phrases, or understands the text. Rosinsky has long been associated with multidimensional views of fluency assessment, including rubrics that attend to expression, phrasing, smoothness, and pace. In the context of this book, such assessment supports more targeted feedback. A teacher can respond differently to a student who ignores punctuation, a student who reads word by word, and a student who makes frequent decoding errors. Feedback becomes instructional rather than merely evaluative. This approach also aligns fluency with comprehension, because prosody and phrasing are treated as signs of interpretation. When students learn to monitor how the reading sounds, they also learn to notice whether the sentence makes sense. Assessment, in this model, becomes a guide for instruction and a way to make progress visible without narrowing fluency to speed. In conclusion, the Megabook of Fluency, second edition, is best suited for elementary and middle grade teachers, literacy coaches, reading specialists, and intervention educators who want a concrete system for strengthening oral reading fluency. It will be especially useful for educators working with students who can decode at some level but do not yet read with ease, expression, or reliable comprehension. The practical benefit is immediate teachers gain routines, student pages, modeling support, and assessment ideas that can be embedded into existing literacy blocks. The intellectual benefit is also significant because the book helps clarify why fluency belongs within the science of reading rather than outside it. It shows that fluent reading is not a superficial performance skill, but a sign that word recognition, language understanding, and meaning making are beginning to operate together. Compared with many literacy resources that focus either on theory or on isolated activities, this book stands out for combining research-informed explanation with an unusually large bank of classroom-ready strategies. Its attention to prosody, phrase-level practice, repeated reading, and multidimensional assessment distinguishes it from resources that treat fluency mainly as speed development. The updated edition also adds value through broader text representation and digital implementation supports, making it a practical reference for sustained fluency instruction across grades and reading levels. If you would like to support Timothy V. Rosinsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.